الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. My name is Jalal Abu Rub, originally from Palestine. Since 1984, when Allah blessed me to start calling to the Quran and Sunnah and the way of As-Salaf al-Salih, including the four Imams, radiyallahu anhum, Allah blessed us to do so much da'wah. Hundreds of trips to different masajid in America. Hundreds. Over 40 US states out of 50. And those trips, alhamdulillah, included, of course, we're traveling by car, loading the car with books. We go to those masjids. We give away many of those books. We sell some. But we go there for lectures and for seminars and khutbatul jum'ah whenever we were asked to do khutbatul jum'ah. Hundreds of trips, alhamdulillah ta'ala. Also, since 1986, me and my wife, who edited all my books and articles, we worked on translating, authoring close to 60 books so far, 60. This includes a half of Tafsir Ibn Kathir for Dar al-Salam. I translated it, Allah alhamd, my wife edited it. I'm still working on Tafsir al-Sa'di, also for Dar al-Salam in Riyadh. We did two volumes, and inshallah ta'ala, eight more to come. And a few other books also for Dar al-Salam. Among the books that I did for Medina Center, which is my charity organization, is this book, 50 Righteous and Humane Concepts Brought by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This book, alhamdulillah, was published also by the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in Kuwait. They gave it away for free, jazahumullahu khayran. Also, we did this book, Muhammad's Role in Islam. It's about the pillars of Iman and the pillars of Islam in 100 pages. Also, the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in Kuwait did this book, published it. Jazahumullahu khayran, gave it away for free. By the way, I only have a couple of copies. When I went back to Kuwait a few years ago, they said this all gone. Alhamdulillah ta'ala, they gave them away for free, all of them. Also this year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to work on 5 books, completely redone. They look like new books. And this is in 2021, by the way. These ones, these 5. This is a very important book, a comparison between Tawheed and Trinity. This is a discussion I had with an evangelical priest. And we mentioned things from their books as usual, not only respond to attacks on Islam, but also expose the books they have. Also, did Allah forget the wives in response to attacks on the Quran? Length of a day with Allah, is it 1,000 years or 50,000 years? Again, responding to attacks on Islam by evangelicals. Did Jesus and Muhammad practice cross-dressing? This again in response to evangelicals who attacked our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and claimed that he used to wear women's clothing. So these are some of the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to work on this year. A few years back, and again, this is a book that was published by the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in Kuwait. They gave it away for free, thousands of copies. May Allah reward them. The Biography and Mission of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. 600 pages, more than 1,500 footnotes from 300 different resources, Islamic resources and Western resources. After what they call 9/11, the attacks on New York, and of course, other areas. It's 9/11 was not only on New York. Anyway, those attacks that they started calling 9/11, it's like 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. It's not the emergency 9/11, no, it's 9/11 because Muslims did it. That's what they're saying, that Muslims did it, so it's 9/11. Anyway, so they started attacking the da'wah of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Wahhabis, terrorists, these are the Salafis, terrorists. They are Muslims, terrorists. And sadly enough, so many Muslims also started attacking Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Here is the deal. I proved in this book that the creed Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, called to is identical to the creed of Imam Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man radiyallahu anhu. I proved it. Now, the people who are attacking Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, who are Muslim, they want to attack the Aqidah itself. They can't attack Abu Hanifa or Malik or Ahmad or Shafi'i or Bukhari or Muslim. They can't attack the Quran, although some of them have started doing that. They can't attack the Sunnah itself, although some of them have started doing that. They attack Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab for the same kinds of creeds and following of the Sunnah that existed with the Imams of Islam from the beginning. Same creed of the Sahaba, of the four Imams, Abu Hanifa, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim. So I wanted to respond to these attacks on Islam through the legacy of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab to explain that this man was an Imam of the Sunnah and that the people who called his group Wahhabis are the British. So Muslims who call them Wahhabis, they have for Salaf, the Brits. Thank you very much. Now, also we started, alhamdulillah ta'ala, doing all kinds of media, da'wah. YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, videos, audios, also Facebook. Also, on a daily basis, alhamdulillah, we answer questions for people who ask us, you know, different types of questions about the religion, even non-Muslims. So alhamdulillah, we're trying to do all kinds of da'wah through all types of media. And we need your help and support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to do all this da'wah. We do not receive any support from any government or any charity organization. We just do it on our own and through the donations of people like you, jazakumullah khairan, individuals. Sometimes people are, you know, can afford a good amount. Sometimes just dua, we accept both. But we need your help and support, brothers and sisters. We have to continue our da'wah. We have to continue defending the religion, explaining it, and making sure that Islam is heard, either through, you know, our spoken words or videos or written words. Any way we can, we have to defend our religion and explain it. So I'm requesting you, brothers and sisters, to this is a new GoFundMe. Please donate as much as you can. Let us continue our efforts. Let us continue our da'wah. The last 2 years were difficult for everybody because of the virus, the corona. But things are picking up again, and we need your support. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you for everything you give and for everything you keep. Because whatever you give is for Allah's sake. Whatever you keep for your family is also for Allah's sake. So please donate for our cause. We have a GoFundMe, inshallah, the link will be provided. Also, I want to announce, we still have 1,100 copies of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. For those who want to read about who Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab is, what's the meaning of Wahhabi? Who called these people Wahhabis? And a lot of other issues. And the Aqidah. And comparison to the Aqidah of Abu Hanifa, it's in this book. We still have 1,100 copies, and we'd like to give them away for free. Every $50 you donate, we will free one copy, you know, and make it for free, ship it, inshallah ta'ala, wherever you are. You know, this book, it cost $40 to ship to Europe, Asia, Africa, $40. So if you give 50, actually we'll be keeping just 10, but every $50 will release one of these copies, because obviously we have to get back our money, you know, we put a lot of money there, the da'wah money. Also debts, this, you know, we went into debt, so we can finish this book for you. One Sheikh in Saudi, may Allah reward him and bless him, helped with printing the book, but from our side, it cost us about $50,000. Now, we still have 1,100 copies to give away. By the way, the earlier GoFundMe, alhamdulillah, people donated for this book, we were able to release 250 copies. We still have 80 copies that are paid for. On top of that, the 1,100. So, dear brothers and sisters, you can see that this is a lot of work. And it's only me, my wife, and my children, and a few close brothers and sisters, and a few generous Muslims, you know, male and female, who are supporting us. We need your help. We need your support. So please donate, and donate now. Let us continue our efforts. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ